Hey, fans of the Four, we are back with episode 3 and 4 of the Four. We saw some tears. We saw some people that were a little bit too confident. What'd you guys think? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money. And they stay there.
Hey.
And they stay there. And they stay there.
Okay, so I'm not even gonna lie. I'm kind of glad that this song is over and done.
I was like, it took a lot of energy.
I'm tired.
I was like, ooh, all I do is get tired.
Right, it really did.
All right, guys, we are here for episode 3 and 4 of season 2 of The Four. And I'm your host, Ashley Allen. And beautiful ladies, please introduce yourselves.
Hello, hello. I'm Jamie Gray.
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Shells.
All right. This episode was good.
It was really good.
Full of juicy.
Bringing the heat.
Yeah,
drama.
Mm-hmm.
Tears. People were ready to eat.
Yeah.
They were hungry.
Yes. And I think we got glimpses of the old Diddy in this episode.
Yes, that cheesecake Diddy.
Yeah.
The old Making the Band Diddy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Brought me back.
I loved it. And I love actually seeing Miss Meghan Trainor. I feel like she's slowly but surely coming into herself.
Yeah.
She's finding her voice.
She is.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. So we started off this episode with some new competitors than we saw last time. We started off with Shreya J. We have James Graham. We have Stephanie Zelaya, and we have Majesty Pearson.
My girl.
Your girl. Yeah. All right, so what were you guys' initial thoughts of these two episodes?
Again, I feel like they brought the heat. It was really, really good. It was very entertaining to watch.
Yes.
And I feel like, especially compared to episode 1 and 2, the talent was very eclectic.
Okay.
And I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was different. It was a lot of diversity in the talent.
Yeah.
I feel like the show had this, I'm sorry, it had a lot of high moments, and then they had some low moments for me that we'll talk about later. But I was just kind of like, I was all over the place this episode, honestly.
What did you guys think about the Four's performance together? I loved it.
I did.
I think that their voices really blend together. They look like superstars. Like, they didn't really look like they were fresh new people on a competition show. Like, they really looked like they knew what they were doing.
For sure. Just like you said, they blended really well together. Everyone's voices, everyone sounded good. Because sometimes when you do kind of like group projects, there's always going to be a weak link.
Absolutely.
And everyone brought it, so I was really proud of them. And especially just doing the SZA Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah.
I thought, like, I love that song. And it's just kind of sad, too, because SZA, I know she's, like, lost her voice.
Yeah.
And she may never sing again. We don't know. But I thought it was really nice that they all sang that and paid homage.
I think they were great as a group. I mean, we could have did without Stephanie, honestly.
How?
But everything else, like, you talked about the group project. There's a person who does the least effort, and that was her. So,
There's always that one.
Yeah, other than that, I loved it. I loved that they meshed well.
Okay. Yeah, I really loved it. But I think that the pool of talent and the competitors that we saw in these two episodes, this is what they have been talking about this entire time. This is season 2, and everybody brought it today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I want to start with Miss Whitney Rain from Chicago, my hometown.
Chi-town.
She was amazing.
She was really so good.
And those boots.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Her whole outfit.
Yes.
I don't know, like, what, I don't know if that was, like, a belt around her waist or if that was just, like, the pants, but, like, her waist was snatched.
Yes.
The gold top gave her, like, that star appeal, very bright. And then the boots, it was just, I mean, if you have a celebrity complimenting on your clothes or your boots, I would feel so good about myself.
Yeah.
And that was, like, the opening, too.
Yeah.
Like, the boots is really what
she
brought
set the tone.
Yeah. And Diddy was like, let's talk about those boots, like, for anything else. And it's like, okay, Diddy gives you a compliment.
Yeah.
Says she better slay with them vocals right after.
Right.
Yes.
Because now it's pressure.
Yeah, I mean, and you have to be able to have the look, too. That's important.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you walk up there looking like trash, you can still be talented.
Right. People are judgmental. That's our world.
And then, you know, she has experience. Like she said, she was signed already and then they let her go. Then she had a beautiful son.
Yeah.
And I think that was really what was the driving force, you know, behind her intensity.
Yeah.
I loved her, actually. Like, I think she deserved to be up there.
Yeah. So she did end up making it to the second round.
Yes.
Did you guys feel like she deserved to
Absolutely.
Make it? Okay. Yes. I agree.
Absolutely. Oh, that's, like a
knock on wood.
If you knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people are like, did you just feel like a juju on me?
No, it's like superstitious. I get it. Knock on wood.
Yeah. And she picked Stephanie to battle, which I was so happy about.
Me too. Me too.
I was very happy about.
Sorry, Steph.
Did you guys think that she would win in the end?
Yes. I felt it. I felt it.
Yeah. I did. I felt. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, okay. Because one, she had the look. You know, we're looking for packages here, not half packages, whole packages. So I felt like she had the look. Her voice is stunning and surprising. So but not only that, she added choreography and moves, and they weren't tacky. No. Like, it worked for her. That whole little pop, pop, pop. I was like, okay. And then, like, even her background vocals, it all meshed really well. And you could just tell she put a lot of thought into her performance.
Yeah. Absolutely. I felt like she was engaged. I felt like her range was there.
Yeah.
The intensity. And even DJ Khaled, he was like, you touched my soul.
Yeah.
So it's like, if DJ Khaled is giving you the okay, girl, you brought it. I felt like... she has it. I feel like you said the total package. Like, when I see her, I see star power. Like, off the bat, automatically.
Yeah, I think what I liked about her voice, she had kind of like a warmth to her voice.
Yeah.
Like they say, it was very soothing. And I think the way she moved and the way that she sang, like, it made me focus on her. Versus, like, everything else, the lights and the crowd, everything else around. Like, she really... captured my attention, which is what I really liked about her. Now, Stephanie's performance, she had a lot of the dramatics, and I think she overall she's a great performer, but she didn't capture me the same way that Whitney did.
Do you feel like it's and you know, I don't know if anyone is bilingual in Spanish, but do you feel like it's that her language barrier worked against her?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Because you know how we have like a Marla Negra from Love & Hip Hop and how she's kind of getting on the scene.
Right.
And, you know, doing a lot of Spanish records. But part of me, and I do listen, we listen to like Selena and all that. She didn't really do it for me. And like her dance moves were okay. But she just, even her voice, she's giving me like Shakira vibes, but just not fully all the way.
And I'm so glad you said that.
Okay. Shakira.
It was nothing new. Right. Nothing separated her from Shakira to me. Like, I wasn't wild.
Right.
She didn't stand out. And I just, she had really great energy.
Yeah.
Language barrier could have been a factor because I feel like if there is a language barrier, we need to really be able to hear you. Like, the delivery has to be strong. But I felt like she was kind of just like energy, like dancing around, but... it just was, I wasn't wild. Like, I felt like if I closed my eyes, like, I would be like, okay, is that Shakira? Like, I don't, it was nothing new. You know what I mean?
Right.
She was just missing something.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what it was, but.
No, I definitely agree. I don't think that the language worked against her. No. I just don't think she had anything else to push her past
that. Yeah, that's right.
Because there are songs in other languages, I have no idea what they're saying, but I love the song.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But she just didn't have that extra little sparkle, whatever, to make you even care, well, what is she saying?
Right,
you
know? Right, yeah.
So Whitney came out as the top. She, she secured her spot on the stage on
the
floor. But I think Stephanie's going to be okay. She is talented.
She's
already an established artist, so she's going to be perfectly
pushing, girl.
Fine. Yeah, just get on YouTube, keep singing your little heart out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody will pick you up.
Yeah. All right. We also have a Miss, was it Dasani? We
were introduced to. Yeah, Dasani.
She was really cute.
That's it.
Yeah, I wasn't impressed with her. She was another person, I think, that just needed growth.
Yeah.
She's somebody I think that would not necessarily win the four, but she'd win like a high school talent show.
Yeah.
She'd kill it, you know? And I felt like when she was singing, it was like, okay, she sings that song really well, but what is going to make her pop and stand out? And, you know, also not judging, okay? But I felt like when she said she was 16, I was like, what? You're 16?
You thought she was older?
Yeah.
I thought she was older. She looked very grown, like, to me.
But she looked grown, but I still got child vibes.
She had the childlike, you know, energy to where I was like, okay, she's young, right?
Yeah.
But, like, her look, I would have thought she was, like, 19, early 20s.
A little
20s.
Off the shoulder. I mean, I wasn't rocking that when I was 16.
Oh, no.
But you know what? The girls these days, you know, they wear makeup at earlier ages and push-up bras, so.
Yeah.
She performed Monica So Gone. Monica has a powerful voice.
Yes.
I don't know if I would have chosen that one. I didn't like the rap. I didn't like that rap part at all. And I just felt like she had the range, but she didn't really have star power to me. And, you know, being 16, like you said, it's just a lot of growth. Yeah. It's just so much growth. She has so much potential. But I feel like her voice is great, but it's just like the total package, it just wasn't there for me.
Yeah. I think within the first 10 seconds of her performing, I was like, no.
Yeah. I was like, this is not a talent show.
Very talent show.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was sent home, but we actually were introduced to another great person, which is Mr. James Farrow.
Yes.
Which he came out the gate talking big mess.
He was a lot. He was extra. Yeah, he was a lot.
He was a lot. And I think he spoke a little too soon.
Oh. He was very overconfident. It's like, I don't think that he was trying to be rude. You know, because I like when people have confidence. If you feel a certain way about yourself, then by all means, say it. Yeah. Like, no matter what anyone is going to say about you. But I think just with what he was saying, it's like, you are still a competitor. Absolutely. You don't have your seat yet. Like, calm down.
And I mean, I get it. It's all, that's what hip hop is about. Right. Being, you know, saying that you're the best, this and that. But I don't know if he was realistic with himself.
He just didn't have it. No. I felt like he wasn't lyrically strong.
He wasn't.
He chose lean back. Like, I don't even know.
That was very, like, 2008.
Absolutely.
You know, like, it gave me Drake vibes. Without, like, just even with, remember how Lil Wayne used to rap on his mixtapes? It's just, like, with all the metaphors and puns. He was kind of doing that, and I'm like, not that it's bad, but the way that the music is now, like, you have to evolve with the times.
Yeah. The delivery wasn't there for me either.
It just seemed a little forced. Like, instead of him being him, I feel like I'm a rapper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a poser. He did get poser vibes.
Yeah.
But I could have probably done the same thing.
Sharia J, she came in and shut it down.
Yes, Sharia. Yes.
Like, she didn't disappoint me whatsoever. So far, I would say this was my favorite battle.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like, even when she was, what was that lyric that she said? She said, this is my seat and that ain't gonna change. Yeah. I was like, ooh, I felt it in my chest. You know, I like how she was, like, by her seat when she said it. Like, she had the whole performance down.
Yeah, she had the confidence. She worked the stage.
Yes.
And I loved how her raps were aimed at him. Like, because he was kind of just rapping just to rap.
Which you can tell he might have wrote it.
Yeah.
Prepared.
But everything she said was about him. Mm-hmm. She was in his face. Like, it meant something. Mm-hmm. It was relevant to what was happening.
Yes.
So kudos to her. She shut it down.
She just gives that girl power when she's representing, like, rap music.
Yeah.
That's how you have to be.
Absolutely. And I still felt it from her.
Yeah.
Like, she can still rap. She can hang with the guys, but then she still has that style, kind of like that feminine vibe to her.
Right.
So she comes out aggressive, but it's not so aggressive that you're like, okay.
I'm scared.
Exactly. It's like, okay, I'm strong. I'm confident. I'm a woman. Yes. I'm here. I deserve to be here. And I felt like when she came at him, he was like, probably like, I don't really know what to do at this point. Because you see, after that, he still was cocky. Like, he had to throw something back at her,
right,
you know, to try to make her look bad. But it was like, talent is going to trump all
that's
the time.
Life.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that in life. And then he came with, like, the Panda rendition. It was like his song.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he was just choosing, like, two mainstream of beats. And,
yeah.
You know, because even when he did Lean Back, I was like, okay, this could be good. And I was like, okay, he's doing his own twist, so... Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough.
Yeah.
No.
I think he chose beats that he probably thought the crowd would react to versus what would be best
for
him.
That's so true. But then you have to keep up with the cadence. Like, you chose Panda, the song is really, really fast. Really, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to be lyrically strong to be able to keep up with that. And he just wasn't.
Plus, people might be tired of that song. Like, I'm actually still kind of tired of the song.
Are we?
Yeah. And even though that was, what, 2 years ago now?
But oh, my gosh. Was it?
I think it was 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
I'm still over it.
Yeah.
I was like,
We're good with it. We're good.
Sharia J, she had a little flub in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
But like a true boss, she
is.
It didn't even matter by the end of her performance.
It didn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because I was scared at first. I was like, oh no. And then, like, I know she had looked back, but what are you going to do when you're performing live? Like, you just have to keep rolling with the punches.
Going.
Yeah.
And then for Diddy to come in and kind of make her feel better about it, like, he was in agreement. He was like, when I perform with my family at BET,
that was nice.
Like, it was so nice.
Yeah.
He was like, I failed. He was like, but I seen that in you picked yourself up. I honestly think it was an easy call, honestly.
That was no question.
That was really sweet of him to, like,
congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah.
James.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You played yourself.
Yeah. So let's talk about Stell. Stell
my
was
hippie girl.
A interesting character in this episode. I think she was a nice comedic relief.
Yes.
Yeah. So many
she
words.
She put a smile on your face.
She called herself the soulful siren, and she was a soulternative.
I like that. I was here for that.
Yeah. I actually liked her.
Me too.
I don't like her for the four.
Right.
Okay.
I don't even know if I like her for a competition show.
No, I just like her in her own self, in yes. her own lane.
Yeah.
She has a beautiful voice.
Yes.
But I think she probably just needs to be different by herself.
You yeah. know,
not on this
and
show.
I was in total agreement with Megan. Like, I was kind of creeped out. I was like, this is like yeah. very eerie. It's very dark because the way she switched personalities.
Yes.
And it's like her talking voice is very like small and like quirky, and then she sings, and then the song she was singing, yeah. like she made it dark.
And, I liked that
then,
about her.
You know, Diddy was like, "I'm uncomfortable," and I was like, "Me too, Diddy." Like, super uncomfortable.
Grow up, Diddy. I don't know. I liked it because
did you?
Yes, because I like when an artist is like one way, and they're like, then because that's what it is. You're an artist, so you kind of have this like alter ego,
right?
Kind of like how Beyonce, she's this sweet, you know, Southern yeah. Houston girl, but then when she gets on stage, remember she became Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
So you kind of have that alter ego. So I mean, I get what you guys mean about being creeped out for a hot second, but then I was like, okay, this is, she yeah. might have something.
Well, I was creeped out, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
But I do agree with the judge's decision to not mm-hmm. move her forward.
Yeah.
No.
But she wasn't terrible.
Yeah, don't let that get you down, Stella. You still did really well.
I like her. She wasn't terrible. What did she call her boyfriend? Dr.
Dr. Dave.
And then that intro was creepy, actually.
I was like, girl. This is she's so happy, though. So I was like, it was cute.
I was just creeped out.
It was
out.
Very cute.
She creeped me out. I'm sorry. Yeah. I wasn't here for it.
Megan. Megan really looked afraid for
she
her
did.
Life.
Yeah, she did. She was just like,
I'm scared to speak.
Yeah, yeah, she's like, I just need a moment. I felt like voodoo. Like, she put voodoo on all of this. Like, yeah. It was strange.
I would talk about Skylar Dane. There's not really much to say. She was yeah. cute. She was okay.
Pretty voice.
She didn't make it to the next round.
Yeah.
Next. Jesse Kramer. I can't wait to hear what you thought. I heard you whispering over there while we were watching the show. What'd you think about Jesse?
First of all, he chose rock and roll over the Lord. Okay? He said, I chose rock and roll over church. So I was already like, I don't really know about this right here, you know? But to be fair, he mm-hmm. has a great voice.
Yes.
Now, do I feel like he really needs to go to the next level with the voice? No. I felt like, okay, you came, you proved your point, like you're a rocker. But it was just like the delivery at times was unclear because he started off very soft. And then I feel like at one point he got really aggressive with the first song,
okay,
almost where he was like really close into the mic. So I was just like, is he screaming? Like, I really couldn't capture like the true essence of his voice. And I just, you know, I just kind of wasn't really, you know, here for him like that, to be honest. Aww. So you guys loved him?
Love is a strong word, but I liked him. Like, I like different types of music, and I love that he sang Hallelujah by, I believe it's a Buckley song. I can't think of the whole
name. It's like Jeff Buckley.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a classic song. For instance, if you guys have watched Shrek, it's also in a scene of Shrek. But I thought that he sang it really well. He sang it actually just like Jeff Buckley, but like a little bit better, especially for it to be live and for him to be playing his guitar while singing. Like, that takes a certain type of craft. So
yeah.
I respected it, and I liked his style. So do I see him like moving, you know, levels and levels higher in the competition? Not necessarily, but I want to see what else he can bring.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked him. I think
it was like your fave.
He was something fresh, something new.
Yeah,
beautiful eyes. Must I say,
hand on guy liner.
Yeah,
I love the whole look.
I just loved everything, like the guitar, the rock and roll. You could tell he's very confident in himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I was just feeling his vibe, and
me
just
too.
Something new. It was a variety. And I think it really hit home to what the four is really pushing this season,
exactly.
which is being global, being
that's true.
More than just R&B
that's true.
And hip-hop.
I think kind of Diddy kind of talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, just like the hip-hop, R&B. So this guy came in, he really like stretched himself, and then he brought something new and fresh.
Yeah.
Because that's true, because I was like kind of watching this show expecting R&B.
Right.
Expecting rap. So for him to come in, I guess it's my bias. I'm just like, okay, well, just bring on the soul.
Yeah.
Well, see, he has soul, just a different kind
of
soul.
Yeah, okay. I can
he's another
soul
alternative.
Yeah. Soul alternative, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, variety, and that's what the four is all about. And that's what we are all about here at AfterBuzz TV. We are a place that produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to reality TVs, sci-fi, anything that you like, we here at AfterBuzz have it. There's no network that works as hard as we do. Nope. And we want you guys to join in with us and everything that we offer. But we ask you to subscribe to our YouTube channels. Don't worry, we will not send you pesky notifications every 5 minutes. But you can subscribe if you want to. And we just want to make sure that you know all of the different types of genres that we offer. We have everything from reality to drama, comedy, animation, all different types of genres that you can subscribe to. And then for us here at the competitions channel, we have The Challenge, we have MasterChef, we have World of Dance, all of type of things that you can subscribe to. I know we like a lot of those different types of shows. And we would love for you guys to join us with all of those type of shows. And of course, continue watching us here for the four.
Yes. Absolutely. Right? Keep watching.
And then you guys can also subscribe to us on iTunes. So, yes, you can watch, but you can also listen to us. And, of course, you know, all of this LA traffic, what better to do than to listen to us?
Absolutely. Yeah,
take us with you.
Yeah. We're here. We know you guys love us.
Exactly.
We love you too.
Now subscribe.
All right. So, needless to say, Jesse picked Majesty. I was shocked by that. I was sure he was going for James.
I had a little inkling because I was like, who else would it be?
Okay.
Because I was like, well, because if it was to be for James, it would just be like the typical guy against guy.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, both are singers, but they're two completely different singers. But because Jesse does like the growls and the, you know, screaming with the rock, and then Majesty has kind of like the singing scream, you know, I felt like they could kind of battle it out that way. So I was like, okay, it works. And I was happy that he chose her.
Okay.
I was stressed out because...
Your girl Majesty.
Yeah, I was just like, well, before my stress level raised, I was like so confident. I was like, oh, Majesty, easy call. Let's go, girl. Like, get him out of here. Just do your thing, you know, really show your voice. And her performance... I was blown away, even though she was not engaged with the crowd. But I just, like you said, I had like a small inkling too, because I'm like, okay, it would be too perfect or too, I guess, cliche to just pick another guy. So to change things up, he picked Majesty. But when she got up there, I was just like, girl, like, let's go. Like, let's send him home. And it was a little different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy with the outcome.
Me too.
I would have picked Jesse as the winner. And again, nothing against Majesty. She is a great performer. Her voice is strong. But in the mind of a record executive, like, I would be excited, more excited to record with him right now.
Yeah.
And I could just see, I can just envision it more with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, the crowd that he, the people that he reaches, and the new fans that he could probably draw in. I'm not a rock and roll person, but I would give him a chance.
That's true.
Yeah. I really, really enjoyed him. And, I think that he has a lot more under his belt.
We're just scratching the surface with him. You guys are like Team Jesse.
I like him. He gave me like Creed, Nickelback type vibes. And I was like, you know, hip hop is so mainstream these days.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, what is the last like rock and roll song? And I'm the type, I'll just listen to my phone, like the music on there forever.
Yeah.
And not listen to anything new. So,
yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm like Paramore. But yeah, I thought he was great. Like, I think he has a lot of potential. So I hope he goes far.
Yeah. We're going to call him Rock and Soul because that's
rock
what
and
I
soul.
Think.
Okay. I'm here for Rock and Soul. Yeah. Yes. You know, Majesty, my only gripe with her is that she never turned to the stage.
Right.
It was just completely at him, like a battle. I get it. It's a battle.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, that's where she lost the fans. Because,
yeah.
I mean, she wasn't even engaged with them.
Yeah.
You know, but I was really sad about the outcome. I was actually really sad. I was like, I'm going to cry watching this. But
she was probably trying to hit those notes, you know. That's why she probably couldn't concentrate.
That's true.
I mean, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot going on in your mind. So I get it, but...
She has a great spirit, though.
Yeah.
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 She took a lot.
She'll still do well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's get into the fashion of the four.
Ooh. Yes.
So for you guys, this is a new segment that we're going to be doing every week, the fashion of the four. We're going to pick our favorite and our least favorite fashions of every episode. So ladies, who was your favorite this week?
Should I go first or do you want to go first?
I can go. My favorite, I'll have to say Majesty.
Okay.
Just because I like the different, the outfit really complimented her hair.
Her hair
was so cute. She had the sleek back ponytail, makeup was popping, and her jumpsuit, it was like shimmery and it really stood out with the thick belt to kind of really show her shape. I think she looked amazing. I felt like tonight she looked like a superstar.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to go with Whitney because we didn't really know who she was. So we didn't, like, when someone's new, you don't really know exactly what their style is. So if she was trying to set a tone, she did a really good job. I love the glittery gold tops that stands out. It's going to look really good on camera and on stage.
That's true.
And it shows you, like, star power. And then she had, like, this waist belt or just these really nice leggings that snatched her waist. And she had these really cute thigh-high boots. And I thought she looked really, really great. So, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say my favorite this week was Shariah J.
She looked great. She did.
Yeah,
it's
she's
just
fierce.
Like, I get it. Like, there's a lot of people out there that have the artist look.
Mm-hmm.
But she, I don't think she has that cliche, typical, like, weird artist look.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's different,
but
it's still her own.
It's so unique.
I love how it has touches of femininity. And touches of hip hop. I think it takes a lot of different pieces of her personality that we're seeing all blended in one.
I liked it. It works so well for her.
It does. Yeah.
Like the colors and everything. I was like, if I were to wear that, I feel like I would get clowned.
Yeah.
Or I think if anybody else wore it, it just seems like a lot.
It looks like a gimmick.
Somebody else. But on her, everything just fits well.
Yeah.
It looks perfect.
All right. Who are we giving the thumbs down to?
Jesse Kramer.
I was going to say it.
No, not Jesse. James, the rapper.
Yes.
I was not here for that outfit. It was like, goodbye. It was late.
I was going to say, who was the creepy girl that you guys were so scared of?
Oh, yeah. She had, you guys were so scared of.
Let's see, because I want to get her name right. It was
Stella
Moore. So, like, I like a good hippie vibe, but it just didn't work necessarily for this performance.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe a better outfit would have saved her performance, too. You got to have the whole pack.
Yeah. And then she had something in her hair. Yeah, womp. She had, like, these things in her hair. Reminded me of, like, butterflies from back
Yeah, but glitter. It didn't, like, glitter. It looked like kind of, like, bugs. No, not to be shady, but they were, like, kind of white in her hair. They were, like, glittery.
Lice. Give me lice vibes.
Yeah.
I wasn't here for it.
Thick lice vibes.
I wasn't here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. But, I mean, that's what happens in show business.
Exactly.
It's true. She needed a stylist.
No business like show business.
Budget might not have been there.
All right. Well, in some other news, let's get into some news and gossip.
Ooh.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Ooh, all right, guys. So, of course, we're going to give you a new segment. So, remember Shariah J? She is a competitor on the show. However, do you guys remember her from a couple years ago? She came out with a song called Banshee. And if you see her here, she is in the Missy Elliott video, Where They From? How They Do? Where They From? And she's a great dancer, great stage presence.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at some of her other work, she did have a song called Banshee. That is her, guys.
Yep.
That is her. She has 2 million views on this video.
Wow.
Which goes to show that she already is kind of established. But I'm wondering what exactly happened. So apparently, you know, Missy Elliott is her mentor. But is she also her wife?
Sip this tea.
I don't know. Oh, so goodness. There's been a lot of reports that not only are they close in their business, but in their personal life. So a lot of gossip has flown around for years about this. Do we know if it's true or not? Not necessarily. But if you know, let us know in the comments or in the live chat. Look at them. Cute, right?
Yeah.
Cute.
Nice.
Giving me a couple of vibes.
But yeah, we are rooting for Shariah. she has a lot of star power. So, you know, it doesn't look like it really worked out with her and Missy as far as her brand and what she's trying to do, but hopefully the four helps her out.
Yeah. And let's send some prayers and some well wishes
to
her as well.
Yes.
She's not only, as we saw on the show, fighting for her spot on the floor, but she's fighting for her life.
Absolutely.
Battling breast cancer and looking fabulous while she's
doing it. Absolutely.
So salute to her. She's a fighter. And we're sending well wishes and prayers.
Absolutely.
To you, Shariah J.
Yeah, seriously.
These two episodes really have me pumped.
Me too.
I'm excited for
the
next
season.
I'm super excited.
It's gonna be good. I can tell.
So let's get into some predictions. What you guys think is gonna happen next?
My favorite.
And now, your After Buzz TV.
Jinkies.
Yes.
Well, let's see. I was like, music. Well, I would say as far as predictions, I think that Shireya has a good heavy seat, meaning like I think she's going to keep her seat for a while.
Okay.
Will she win? I don't know. But I think that the next person to go could possibly be, let me just see, because I'm, you know, my prediction.
Hopefully the same person.
We have James Kramer left. We have Jesse Kramer, James Graham, Whitney Rain, and Sheree J.
Wow.
You know what? Because James didn't really compete this episode around, I think next, who knows? Because I feel like someone might compete against him that might really bring it. Because I don't see Whitney leaving just yet either.
Okay.
So that's my prediction.
Okay. Bye, Jesse.
Already?
I'm not a fan. And I'm not a fan. Yeah. And I hope someone comes in. I think someone's going to come in and blow him out the water. But I think, like you said, Shreya's seat secure. Whitney's secure. Mm-hmm. Jeff? Is that what I'm
saying?
James?
Lots of James.
No one has battled him yet. So it's like, I don't know. It's a little shifty. But I definitely think that Jesse is out of here.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to say it's probably between Jesse and Whitney going home next week. I don't think anybody wants any Sheree J problems. I'm just going to say it right now.
He's Banji. Don't do it.
And James, there's just something about his voice. He has swag. He's cute.
He has everything.
Yeah. He has
the
package.
Yeah. So I don't see him going anywhere just yet.
Yeah. I think Jesse's he might be on to something.
Yeah.
Jesse's definitely leaving.
Yeah. So, ladies, now that we've completed this episode, and I'm sure these fans want to keep up with you guys, let everyone know where they can find you on social media. Yes.
All right, you guys. So you can find me on Instagram at Jamie Gray or on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray. It's because someone stole my name on Twitter, so I can't so I can't take it. Like, there's an actual Jamie Gray. I'm like, who is this? They haven't tweeted since like 2013. But if you have the patience, just type It's and you'll find me. It's Jamie Gray.
Well, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Shells Yvette. That's Shells with a C and a Z, not an S and a S. So that's C-H-E-L-L-Z, Yvette with an E, not a Y. Sorry, it's so complicated. So it's Shells Yvette. And then on Twitter, it's Shells Yvette with an underscore because someone took
people
Shells
are just stealing
Yvette.
Everything.
And I just, like, literally, I've never heard that name. It was crazy. Yeah. So, yes, that's where you can find me.
Someone stole mine, too. But it's okay. You guys know where to find me, Ashley Allen, on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen. And quick shout out to Saeed from season one of The Four.
Yes.
He just released his single and video, which I had the pleasure of playing the leading lady in.
Oh, nice!
It's called Do It Again. You guys can find it on Spotify, iTunes,
that is
YouTube,
awesome.
All of that. And make sure you follow AfterBuzz TV and us
Absolutely.
Right now
yes.
on all social media. Comment, subscribe. We will be checking in with you guys every week. And we will see you next week right here on AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.